We give you thanks. We thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. And tonight we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who came into the world that we may have life and have it abundantly. And he came into the world to give us the hope of eternal life with him. We thank you and we bless your holy name. On this Christmas Eve 2020, like one that we've never seen before in our lifetime, God, we know that you're still among us. You're still with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And so we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that fills this place and fill every heart that is watching. We thank you for your presence. And most of all, we thank you for your love. Your love that was fulfilled through the coming of Jesus Christ. Bless us now. Bless each and every person watching and every person here. And give us that hope again that we could continue for tomorrow. In Christ's name, amen. It's good to be here. Friends, it's good to be here. It's good to be alive. Lord knows it's good to be alive today more than any other day, although every day it is. But certainly with what's going on in the world, I'm glad to see you. And those online, I'm glad that you're here. And I'm glad that I'm here. Thanks be to God. My sermon title today is Praying for a Christmas Miracle. I will begin with this reflection that says, a Christmas miracle? It's a question, you see. And the writer says, after giving birth to her fourth child, Patty White Bull from Albuquerque, New Mexico, lapsed into a coma for 16 years. But on Christmas Day of the 16th year, she awoke and resumed normal day-to-day activities, able to dress herself, walk without support, and talk in complete sentences. Unlike most coma patients who awake gradually, White Bull spontaneously, and many doctors say miraculously, became fully conscious and showed no sign of mental handicap. Neurologist Randy Chestnut from Oregon Health Sciences University admits that White Bull's awakening is extraordinary, but not out of the realm of possibility. He speculates that her decreased brain stimulation may have been caused by a kind of brain stem blockage. Arguably, White Bull might have been interacting with people in subtle ways that went unnoticed. You see, the scientist was trying to explain it. Maybe on Christmas Day, people noticed more than they ever had before, and that made it seem like a dramatic recovery. While experts are still at loss to explain White Bull's sudden healing, her family and friends vow that it was a Christmas miracle. My sermon title is Praying for a Christmas Miracle, you see. I'm praying for a Christmas miracle. I won't elaborate about what I am praying for, but God knows what I am praying for. Are you praying for a Christmas miracle today, friends? Another Christmas miracle? What is a miracle? A miracle is said to be a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. For example, the miracle of raising from the grave. Miracles aren't ruled out by signs, one writer says. In talks on university campuses, Christian physicist and MIT professor Ian Hutchinson asked, "Can a scientist believe in miracles?" Hutchinson sometimes begins his talks by jokingly saying, "Can scientists believe in miracles?" We can answer that question pretty easily. "I am a scientist," says he, "and I believe in miracles." So the answer is yes, he notes. He notes that most of us don't understand the Bible's view of miracles. He says we tend to view God as mostly hands-off, standing on the sidelines, letting nature look after itself, but then on rare occasions, reaching in to tweak things by the odd miracle here and there. But Hutchinson argues that according to the Bible, God continuously holds the universe in the palm of his hand. It exists because of his continuous creative power and will. If he were to stop exerting that upholding power, stop paying attention to every part of the universe, it would instantly cease to exist. Thus, he defines a miracle this way. A miracle is an extraordinary act of God by which God upholds a part of the universe in a manner different from the normal. He adds, "Yes, we know more today than the people did long ago, but what we know today makes the universe seem, if anything, even more open." And so today we're talking about a God who performs miracles. The Christmas narrative about the birth of Jesus Christ, about the birth of the Christ child, is a miracle. From the very onset of this narrative, there are things happening that never happened before. Would you agree, friends? There are things happening that we've never seen happen before. The first thing is the virgin birth. Let's think about that in our modern times. Put those two together. The virgin birth. Now everybody here who's grown, we know what it takes to get to have a baby. And so the virgin birth would be the first miracle. We read in the text that it says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus." And Mary was wondering, how could that be happening to us? How could that be happening to her? And the second point is, here's what the Holy Spirit told her. Gabriel told her that the Holy Spirit was going to do it. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" Even Mary over 2,000 years ago knew that was not possible. Then the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." The next impossible thing. And then the third point is, God can and will do the impossible. And miracles are impossible for us. The scripture tells us that now your relative Elizabeth is in her old age and has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. So here's another woman who's going to what? Who did count out that couldn't give up a baby, was going to have a child. For nothing will be impossible with God. Miracles are impossible for human beings, but they are not impossible with God. And so, friends, tonight, the shepherds and the angels were rejoicing. Why? Because the miracle had happened. Let me remind you of this story, that, as the story tells us, we know from Old Testament These folks, they did not call it miracle. The Bible doesn't use the word miracle, but they have been waiting for their Messiah to come for a long time. In essence, they were waiting for a miracle. They were waiting for God to do something out of the ordinary, something extraordinary for a long time. And so, when the angels appeared to the shepherd, they were ready. They were expecting something amazing. And the Bible tells us that the shepherds were in the region watching their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah." The miracle had happened. A Savior who is the Lord. "And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And guess what they did? And suddenly there was a multitude. There was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." They were excited because the miracle had taken place. Amen? They were joyous because the miracle had happened. And the Bible tells us when they saw this, when they saw what had happened, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And the shepherds returned. What did the shepherds do? They returned glorifying and praising God for all God had done, for all they had seen as it had been told them. So friends, are you expecting a miracle? My first point here, expect the miracle. Whatever you're praying for, that you're waiting for God to do, keep expecting it. Expect the miracle. No one knows the hour, the day, or the second when God is going to work this miracle. Amen? Expect your miracle. Because when you expect your miracle, you are ready to what? Accept it. When you expect your miracle, you won't miss it. Because you're preparing yourself to get this miracle. The children of Israel, those who were believers, were always preparing themselves to get a miracle. That their Messiah would come. The one who would bring them out of captivity. And so, the next point is, accept the miracle. Mary, Joseph, Elizabeth did. When the miracle showed up, they didn't question God. They didn't ask. They didn't say how, why, and because. What did they do? They accepted it. And what did Elizabeth say? Mary said, "Is there anything impossible for God?" And the third point, once you get your miracle, rejoice. Rejoice when you receive the miracle. We see that the angels and the shepherd did just that. Frankly, when you are waiting for your miracle, you can start rejoicing. Because if you believe that God is going to do it, God will do it. For nothing is impossible with God. I'm expecting a miracle myself. I'm expecting a Christmas miracle. I'm expecting a Christmas miracle that's going to be lasting for a long time. For the rest of my life, friends, are you expecting a miracle for your nation? I'm expecting a miracle that COVID-19 will be gone completely. I'm expecting a miracle that next year, this time, this will be history, COVID-19. I'm expecting a miracle. Are you expecting a miracle with me tonight? Those online, I'm expecting a miracle that many folks' jobs will be restored. Are you expecting a miracle tonight, friends? I'm expecting a miracle that those who have lost their homes, those who are on the streets, their homes will be restored. I'm expecting a miracle that doors will be opened up for them, friends. I'm expecting a miracle that those who are suffering from physical sicknesses will be healed. I'm expecting a miracle that those who are suffering from mental illnesses, depression, and all of that is very high right now because we've been in quarantine. I'm expecting physical and mental healing for our people. I'm expecting a miracle that God will heal the land. Will you expect a miracle with me, friends? I'm expecting a miracle that this same God who could give a virgin a baby through the Holy Spirit will then take care of us, will heal our land, will heal the world, will heal us from this COVID-19 pandemic that we've seen, and this will be behind us, and we could go on to live like we have never lived before. Amen. I'm expecting a miracle that our churches, that we will be able to open our places of worship, that next year, 2021, that we'll be able to walk into the church and sing and worship God. I'm expecting a miracle tonight. I'm expecting a miracle from a miracle working God. Remember what I said, friends? A miracle is said to be a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. Ah, I'm expecting a miracle from God tonight in my personal life, in the life of my beloved brother, in the life of my family, in the life of my church. I'm expecting God to move like God has never moved before. I'm expecting a miracle. That is my hope, you see, tonight. I've come to tell you that I'm expecting a miracle so much, so hard. You see, I've got a brother who's sick. And I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting God to move. Whatever God chooses to do, I'm expecting that only Him, only God can do it. For I say, like Mary said, is there anything impossible for God? Is there anything too hard or difficult for God? Friends, expect a miracle. Expect your miracle. Expect it tonight and don't let go till God tell you so. Amen. Thanks be to God, to our miracle working God. Amen and hallelujah.